Today, North Korea announced that it's creating its own time zone, setting its clocks back by 30 minutes to separate itself from Japan and its colonial legacy. So what are the politics of time zones? Allison Schrager is an economist and a columnist for Quartz. And Allison, how would this actually work?
If you're going to change time zones, I mean, North Korea is probably in some ways the best position, because the reason why you want fewer time zones is you want to facilitate economic transactions. And considering they're a borderline autarky, I mean, if anyone can get away with their own time zones, it's probably North Korea.
Right. They're completely isolated. Well, and nearby, just over the border from North Korea, is China, this huge country that also is a bit of a time zone anomaly. It's only got one time zone. And what other time zone oddities are there around the globe?
India also has one time zone. And Alaska, anyway, really technically spans three, is only on one. And, I mean, usually coming up with different time zones is really, again, about coordination or even political control. I mean, you can even argue our 24 time zones right now are really about sort of in a British imperial agenda, because they're the ones who designed it and made themselves the center of time.
This idea of putting a clock back 15 or 30 minutes, like, totally makes my brain go numb. I just don't get it. How does that even work?
Well, I mean, if you are an autarky, I mean, it doesn't really make a huge difference because they're on their own time. Although I think the state of Indiana, some counties used to observe daylight saving and others didn't. I think now you can't do this. And so you would drive from one county to the other and your clocks would change 1 hour. And that actually caused a lot of confusion.
Yeah, I'm from Arizona, where growing up, we never once touched our clocks. We just let them run. But you propose putting the United States on two time zones. What's your argument for that?
It's really about facilitating better economic coordination. I mean, when we came up with four, that made more sense because we were a lot more fragmented. But now, you know, we're more economically integrated, so it makes more sense to have two. And I really thought about it a lot when I was commuting between Central and Eastern time. And I noticed everyone in Central time did everything on Eastern time anyway. Like, they just have dinner an hour earlier, they watch TV an hour earlier, really all to sort of facilitate business with the East Coast. So just this extra hour difference was really just, you know, ceremonial, but just caused nothing but confusion and real no economic benefit.
But as you know, and as you've already said, time zones are very political. I don't see you necessarily convincing people that this is a good idea, do you?
I was surprised, actually. I got a good response from it. And, you know, I think someone started a petition, which I think got a couple thousand signatures. But no, I don't think this is high on the list of political causes. I mean, I've always kind of, you could tell me better than I, but I always figured Arizona's need to sort of not follow daylight saving was always, you know, partially the libertarian culture there.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I actually never understood it once in my entire life, and I've lived there for most of my life.
Well, it does get very political. Even in China, you know, the sort of the ethnic group in the westernmost province who, you know, is the furthest away, and the sort of the time zone is the hardest for them to deal with because it puts them most out of sync with their solar time. So solar time is technically what we should all be on, and that's when the sun is at its zenith at 12 noon. So they're the most out of sync with that. And apparently they sort of, as their way of defying the Chinese government, do sometimes follow their own time. But then that just sort of causes a lot more confusion because they're out of sync with the official time.
Allison Schrager is a columnist for Quartz and an economist, talking to us about North Korea making the decision to set its clocks back 30 minutes. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you.